Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Jim Keenan. In the Quad Cities, which are providentially sited on the banks of the seemingly inexhaustible Mississippi River, we are blessed with an abundance of life-giving, life-sustaining fresh water. But, as is often the case in the presence of abundance, we sometimes take it for granted. We sometimes use too much of it, in agriculture, in industry, in our homes, and in our yards and gardens. We sometimes use it inappropriately, in irrigated fields and in industrial processes for which there are alternatives, and in our homes and yards in 100 wasteful ways. We sometimes pollute it without mercy, with fertilizer and pesticide runoff, with manure, with raw sewage, with industrial chemicals, and with chemicals for the house and yard that are often more dangerous than their targets. And yet, if you ask your neighbors, on the farm, in business, or in your neighborhood, they probably think that they're pretty good stewards of this life-giving, life-sustaining resource. They probably think that their sometimes profligate use of fresh water doesn't add up to much. And they probably think that, in the short run, their higher yields, cheaper industrial processes, and greener lawns are worth it, because fresh water is so abundant. But in the long run, we who are blessed with fresh water must show the country and the world how to conserve it, how to use it appropriately, and how to keep it clean. Because, just as surely as the river rolls to the sea, we will have to share it with the rest of the country and the world. Visit riveraction.org. Like River Action on Facebook. Join River Action and our environmental book club. And get involved in our efforts to spread the word about using fresh water wisely.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.